How are we doing?
A couple key plays in the game, just to ask you about what you saw, the interception at the goal line, just revisiting that play, and then the catch you made, followed by the deep interception.
Yeah. The first interception was bad quarterbacking. So, you know, the team trusts you to put the ball in your hands and make good decisions with it, and that was a terrible decision. So it's unfortunate because those cost you the game, and I got to do a better job.
Tom, just on that second interception, you got a great first down, catching Amendola's pass, and then
yeah.
The next play is that deep pick. What broke down on that play? It looked like the fellow stopped running. Was that miscommunication about what route he was going to run, or did you stop throwing?
No, I was just, you know, I kind of scanned the field, and you know, we didn't have much. I was actually trying to throw it away and didn't throw it far enough. So it's one of those where, if I'm going to try to throw it away, you got to throw it away. You can't throw it where they have an opportunity to catch it. So that was another very, you know, just a bad mental error.
Tom, I know you guys always say, you know, football season really starts after Thanksgiving, and that's traditionally when you guys start to play your best football. That hasn't been the case the last couple of weeks. Other than injuries, is there something else that is attributable to so far that you guys are not playing as well as you did in September or October right now?
Yeah, we got to do a better job. I think that's just what it comes down to. It's, you know, no one can do your job for you and you, the execution of certain plays. And like I said, you know, there's only one. Well, tonight there were a couple of people threw it, but I'm the person that throws it the most, and I got to make good decisions with the ball. And you know, if I turn the ball over twice, I mean, I don't think we have a chance to win many games. So I think that's what it comes down to.
Philly's defense had a couple rough games in a row, gave up 45 twice. Did they show you something different than you had seen on film from them?
You know, I think they're well coached. I think those were two pretty tough games for them. I think we were out of rhythm quite a bit of the time in the first half, and then third quarter it was what it was. And then, you know, made some plays there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, they got some good players on defense. Certainly the big plays, you know, really helped them out. I mean, a 99, whatever, 100-yard interception return, that's about as bad as you can do for a quarterback, so.
Tom, on those two plays, when you look back at the game, do you ever say, you know what, I was trying a little too hard on those? It was something that I could have had the discretion to move on to the next one or do something different. Is there a point at which you feel like, you know what, I pressed a little there?
You know, I think there's always plays you look back on and you obviously wish you'd have did something different. And I, you know, on the interception, I was just, you know, it's just a dumb play, just a dumb. There's really not much chance of a completion. So I should have just probably thrown it out of the back of the end zone or found someone else to throw to. We would have kicked 3 points. Just a bad play. And then the other one, when I'm, you know, throwing it away, you got to throw the ball away. I think that's like basic quarterbacking. And that was, you know, you throw it and I didn't get enough on it. And, you know, he's there in the end zone and makes the play. That was just a bad play by me. I mean, no one can save us from that. That's my fault.
Tom, a lot of people are going to look at this game and go, maybe this is an indication of how much you miss Gronk and how much you miss Jules. How do you react to that question that this team is really missing those two players right now?
Well, I mean, you'd love to have everybody healthy. I think every team would love that at this point, but you know, it's just not the reality. So it's tough. You got to find ways to adjust. And, you know, we do plenty of good things. I think tonight there was just some critical errors that it really came down to. Just a disappointing night. But, you know, we got to figure out how to win a game next week.
James White had over 100 yards catching from the backfield, you know, really stepped up replacing Dion Lewis back there. You know, what can you speak about him and how hard he's been working in training to finally have a big game like that?
Yeah, he did a great job. He really came up big for us when we needed it a few times on fourth down tonight, made some big plays in the pass game, was good in protection. So he's done a great job for us. He's got a significant role. We'll need him all the way down the stretch here. We got to, you know, play better football. I think it's just better execution all the way around, and that's what we're going to need, you know, to get a win. I don't care who you play or where you play. If you don't, you know, if you make the plays we made tonight, then, you know, we're not going to give ourselves many chances to win.
Just a couple final questions. Tom, you tend to be a quarterback who likes to get rid of the ball pretty quickly. What was the factor on a lot of those plays where you ended up holding the ball longer than you want to?
Part of it, I think, was their scheme. And you're right, I got to find a guy to throw the ball to. You know, it's just scanning the field and finding an open guy and letting them have it. So I always like to try to do that. Sometimes they had a few extra guys in coverage, but you're right. You know, I definitely get rid of the ball quicker.
This game, just to the big picture, it's one of 16, but what does this mean for the team going forward?
Well, we got a pretty important game coming up, so I think that's where we're at. We can't do anything about what happened, obviously, tonight or last week, and just like we can't do anything about the ones before that, and I think we got to just play better football. I think that's what it comes down to, and each of these games are important. We're in a decent spot. We just got to, if we want to win consistently, you got to do things well consistently, and we just haven't played winning football the last 2 weeks. So, thank you.